As J.R. Ewing might have said, a podcast is like a boat or a car. If you feel you need one, rent it. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome, the podcast that knows who shot JR. I'm Brady. It's Tuesday, April 2nd. Today in 1978, the premiere of the iconic TV show Dallas. This was originally just supposed to be a miniseries, but it kept winning over audience after audience, even some audiences that were behind the Iron Curtain. If you're not familiar with the show, it's largely about the Ewing family, which was fabulously wealthy thanks to the oil business. The family's oldest son, J.R. Ewing, was a classic TV anti-hero. He was greedy and selfish, and people loved him for it, or at least they'd love to hate him. Dallas was not only a massive hit in the United States, it was syndicated across the world, including in some communist countries like Romania. Officials there saw the Ewings and thought, here's exactly what we tell our people the West is like. Corrupt people doing sordid things to each other. Letting them watch this show will show people that the American way of life is a dead end and our way is the right way. What actually happened was people saw a family that had a giant ranch in Texas and cars and glamorous outfits, and they said, we're just barely getting by here. I'd rather be like those people. And Romania wasn't the only place where this went on. In the Soviet Republic of Estonia, some people could catch broadcasts of Dallas on TV broadcasts from nearby Finland. They would quietly share the details of the latest episodes with people who hadn't been able to tune in. It's another example of how Western culture became irresistible to many people in the communist bloc, like how Soviet music lovers would share bootleg copies of rock albums with each other. I'm not saying J.R. Ewing ended communism, but I will say that Dallas wrapped up its original run in 1991, lasting 2 years longer than Romania's communist dictator. You can learn more about Dallas and Romania at coolweirdawesome.com. And if you're a fan of flowers, we've got something for you right after this short break.
Cool, Weird, Awesome is listener-powered thanks to our backers on Patreon.
For just $1 a month, you'll get loads of extras, including more episodes of the show,
previews of upcoming episodes,
and the chance to add their own messages to the show.
Backing us would be cool. Backing us would be awesome. Backing us will never be weird.
Visit patreon.com/BradyCarlson,
and thanks.
Welcome back. All month long in and around Mount Vernon, Washington, it's the Skagit Valley Tulip Festival. The event started in 1984 as a two-day gathering for flower enthusiasts. Now it's a month-long celebration with millions of tulips, street fairs, art shows, and a pickleball tournament. I'm Brady. Hope your day blooms perfectly. Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.